Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alama. We're in part 155 of How to Have God's Life Living in. This is program number 257. You can have either a tape or a CD free of charge. Sharon will tell you four different ways on how to receive it. It's free of charge, and the postage and handling is also free of charge as well. Right now, we have some scriptures and a real strong message on the reason for praying and how that prayer is your shield. Because when you pray to God, He quenches every fiery dart. And in Solomon's writings, Solomon is the wisest person in the world, and he tells of how Moses, when God was threatening to destroy all the children of Israel, because while he was on the mount, Aaron and the people of Israel, Aaron built a golden calf, and they were all committing adultery and fornication and all these things, and so God wanted to destroy them all. But Moses stated that because of the fact that he had made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he really couldn't do that. Moses was reminding him in prayer with a word. And therefore, and God repented of doing this. He also stated people in Egypt and all over the world will begin saying that you brought these people, which you said were of promise, out here, Father, in the wilderness to kill them, not to deliver them. And remember, Father, the seed of Abraham is going to bring forth the Messiah. And so don't do it. He used the shield of prayer when he went up to the throne of the Lord and told him, don't do that right now. Repent of this evil. And he didn't just go up saying, oh, Lord, don't do this. Don't do this. He did that with he used the scriptures and the reasoning of his own self, his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the children of Israel. But eventually, then after this, God later stated that I am going to kill them all. I'm going to kill them. But as you say, I won't do it all at once, so people will not be able to notice. I'm going to kill them over a 40-year period of time because they built a calf out of gold. And they were saying that that was their God. And they were asking to return to Egypt, back into the oven. And they were committing adultery with other people's wives. And incest and every evil thing on the face of this earth. Now before the law of Moses, there was no law, and where there's no law, there's no transgression. Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel, and they both had writings. It's provable because there were writings, fragments from Adam, the book of Adam. And you say, well, you're adding to the Bible. No, I'm not. It's it's provable that there was one man that put the Bible together as far as what books of the prophets should go into the Bible and which ones shouldn't. Well, the Catholic cult is the one that decided what should go into the King James Version. In the Catholic Version, they've added more books. They've got another book that Solomon wrote, the Book of Wisdom. And so the Catholics are the very ones that have eliminated many books from the Bible, such as the three books of Enoch, the Book of Adam and Eve, the Book of Noah. And so, you know, they're the ones that are going to have, because of the fact that they have taken these things away, they're the ones that, the Vatican, were the ones that did that. Their right to the kingdom of heaven will be taken away from them. And so I'm not preaching a lot of these books or anything, but I am telling you that there are other books of the Bible, and people that really know the Lord they know. And then another thing, too, you could just say, well, Solomon wrote more things. I write a lot of literature, but it's taken from the Bible. And this book, the books that are in, that have been written, you can tell when it doesn't deny the things of the King James Version. Or the Catholic Bible is more complete, even though Catholicism is a cult. So anyway, you know, you stay tuned, and I'll teach you the Bible. I haven't really preached from the other books at all, but it's so nice to know what they say, because they explain a lot of things in the Bible that we have that are not in there, and they answer all the questions that you might have had about the King James Version and other versions. And they all let you know that the soul that sins shall surely die. And that after the Lord has gone through so many prophets to prophesy that Christ is coming, and after all the animal sacrifices that show that the Lord, Lamb of God, would come into the world and die for the sins of the world, we know for sure that he didn't come to die so you could sin. He came to die, and he came to give you the power, which they say is grace. King James Version uses grace because it's a well-known fact that people have changed words, but they say it means undeserved favor. But you deserve to be saved if you come to the Lord. If you come to the Lord, he deserves it so much. If you'll do everything that the Bible says, such as pray without ceasing. Pray always. If you break one commandment, you've broken them all. And when the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, it means believe on the entire word of God, and thou shalt be saved. And the Bible mentions the book of Enoch in several different places, because there's many scriptures that are in the book of Enoch, and there are three of those books. And therefore, it's undeniable that there is a book of Enoch. And if a person really is of the Lord, he wants to know what that book says. And it never contradicts the Bible, never. And either do the other ones that I know of. And I prayed about them, and the Lord has allowed me to know which ones are. And that, like, again, I say there's nothing that that I would believe that contradicts anything from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. All it does is explains it more. If you would like copies of these different books, I could probably get some of them to you. And I would never sell my soul at this late date. The book of Adam and Eve, God tells them they were mourning so much, and the Lord said that he's coming to earth as a man in the last days to be a sacrifice. If people would believe that he would do that and believe the scriptures and let the power of God enter your body so that you're able to keep all the commandments. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord. And if you know the Spirit of the Lord, then you'll know that it is the Lord that talks through me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll pour out your Spirit upon me and that you will allow my mouth to be used by your Spirit to tell the people in the world and in the churches, the true, your true churches, or even the churches that are not true, for them to repent. And that, Lord, you said for us to pray for our enemies, the ones that are attacking soul-winning works. It's no doubt in my mind that we're winning more souls than any other church in the country. And we would never, I would never think about attacking a soul-winning church. I would never think of attacking even a church that is preaching your word. Never. All the word. And there are people that are fighting the things that you approved in the Old Testament and never condemned in the New. And so when people fight your word, Father, you tell them that you're going to destroy them with the brightness of your coming. And so, Lord, I pray that they will receive the fear of the Lord and stop fighting churches. There's plenty of devils out there to fight. And they should never fight the children of the Lord. Should never fight churches, especially when they don't know what they're doing. And they are those that have been at one time saved, and now they've taken on seven other devils and have been made to believe a lie and have been sent strong delusion that they should really believe the lie that they're believing, that their souls might be damned. Lord, I pray that these people, if there's any hope for them at all, save them, let them come back. But if not, Lord, do whatever you have to do to put a stop to them. Now, I'm using my shield, which is prayer, Father, to come up to you as Moses did when he mentioned, when he told you to repent from the evil that you had devised against the children of Israel. And I'm praying, Lord, that as you say, to pray for your enemies, that they be saved. And if they won't be saved, you promised that you would pour coals of fire on their heads. Lord, we know that you don't like it. You don't at all want people's souls to go to hell. But if they're fighting your church, if that means they're fighting you, if they're fighting the people of the Lord, that means they're fighting you. Just as Paul was fighting the people of the Lord, and you told Paul on the road to Damascus, Syria, that, why are you persecuting me? Well, Father, you could have told, he could have said, well, I'm not persecuting you, Jesus. I'm persecuting your followers. But Jesus said, if they're persecuting you, they're persecuting me. So, Father, I ask that you answer this prayer, that the souls out there will be saved in Radio Land and all over the world, and that the church will be strengthened, and those that have fallen away, that they'll come back humbly to you and admit their faults and admit that to what they're saying about your word, that it's evil, and that it's not right, and for them to stop aiding, giving their strength and power to the beast, because it's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And if they blaspheme the Holy Spirit, Lord, you said there's no forgiveness in this world for that sin, nor is it to be forgiven in eternity. And all they're doing, Lord, is cumbering the earth if they don't come back. And they're causing trouble. And, Lord, we don't want trouble. We want to live peaceful lives so that we're able to, unhindered by these people, from preaching the gospel. Lord, you promised now, and we believe it, like Moses believed that you would answer because he was using the scriptures, and I am as well. Lord, we pray that their souls be saved, and if they won't, Father, pour coals of fire on their head as you said you would, you promised, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now we have a song for you here that I did with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. And it's called Swing Down Sweet Chariot.
Why don't
you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got home on the other side. Won't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got home on the other side.
Well, well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel, just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Now don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride.
Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got home on the other side.
Well, well,
Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot wasn't bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't particular about the bumping on the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. I'm an easy, well, I got home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. I'm an easy, well, I got home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride.
Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Bow and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride.
Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Bow and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Yeah, on the other side, yeah. Okay, now, we have some letters here from people that have been witnessed to by myself and from the literature or from the radio broadcasts or our website or whatever. Other people that have received salvation from this work of God. And where's the first one from, Jeannie?
Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, you want to read it?
Dear beloved of God, Pastor Alamo, may the Lord bless you and your ministries in Jesus' name. Amen. Three copies of your booklet was given to me, and I could not recall who gave me the literature. Beloved, do you know that through this literature, a friend of mine who has been in the occult for the past 49 years decided to follow the Lord because of the contents of this literature? He is also very interested in your ministry. Beloved of God, I have been a minister for the past 18 years without having my own ministry. May the name of the Lord be praised. With the whole of my heart, I am ready to work with you and also wish to distribute your life-changing literature to people here in Akwa Ibom State and Nigeria as a whole. Please, what are the qualifications? I am anxiously waiting for your reply. Yours sincerely, Reverend M. Bakara, Nigeria, Africa.
Well, the only requirement is that you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have the power of God. The law came with Moses, but power and truth came with the Lord Jesus Christ. When he, with the Father by the Spirit, enter into your mortal body, when you ask them, him to enter in, all three are one. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one God. Well, then you are saved. You're born again of the Spirit. And then, because of the fact that you love God, you will begin praying. You'll start using the shield, because the minute that you start, you become born again, you're going to be hit. Maybe with family and friends will try to persuade you not to be in the ministry. And so the faith, the shield of faith, is your prayer to the Lord. because you believe that he hears you and he answers you and he shows you great and mighty things. So when even other people, there'll be all kinds of circumstances that will come against you. When you're going on a trip in a vehicle, you pray to the Lord that you'll have a safe journey. And then sometimes the Lord will come down and say, don't go on this journey over this way. You have to take another route, or he'll tell you, stay home today. And that's what, and he protects you. And a lot of times, you know, we've done that, and the Lord will say, stay home. And I'll find out that there was some horrible thing that happened on the highway. One time I was so busy that we got in the automobile and I forgot to pray, and we got in a horrible accident where it was a, fortunately none of us were killed. The whole vehicle was filled full of people. And there was a white, some kind of a big industrial white truck just made out of solid iron. It looked like a electric company truck or something for the city, and it was just heading right for us. It was veering over, and I saw it coming. And, of course, I'm not driving because my eyes are so bad, but I pulled the wheel over to the right to just get off the road. We actually had to go into the ditch, and even at that, the vehicle hit broadside, and one of the people in the car was flying out the door, and I grabbed her by the arm and pulled her back in. She was in the seat right behind me, and there were people that were bleeding in the back. And there were some children back there, and they really were shook up. And so people really need to pray that Satan can't attack you like that. And I just, that was the Lord showing me, you forgot to pray. You forgot to go up there in faith for protection for me. You forgot using the shield, which is prayer. And so I really, I just pray that I never forget that again. Because you could really get killed. All right, now where's the next letter from?
Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Okay, let's hear it.
To Pastor Tony, a call came in on our prayer line from the Elizabeth, New Jersey area. He said he was a security guard for a group of public schools in that area and got your magazine, newsletter, and he thought it was wonderful and powerful. He said that he wanted to get a lot of them because he wants to put them into the Bible study groups at all of the schools he is over. He was put in touch with our New Jersey church. He said that how you preach, it is so right on and so much the truth. You have the guts to not be afraid of anyone except for God. He said he was really excited about getting some of the newsletters to distribute. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you fear God, you don't have to fear anybody else. Because when you've got God as your shield, that is, if you pray, that's your shield, well, then he'll tell you everything. He loves those that communicate with him. And if you don't, if you pray to the Lord now because you really love him, then you're going to want to talk to him when you're in the kingdom of heaven. And so if you don't pray to him now, that shows him that you don't love him. Because whoever you love, you want to be near to them. You want to hear from them, especially God that knows everything that's down this road. Or he says to take the other road. There's nothing going to harm you on this road. Or he knows that if there's a bunch of enemies that are attacking you, all you have to do is go up to the throne and tell him about it. Tell him, Lord, you know, I've been praying for these people's souls, that they'll repent and they'll stop fighting the work of God that's winning souls. Lord, you know how we're winning hundreds, even sometimes thousands of souls a day. And I don't think, I'm sure you don't appreciate people fighting this work. And if we were doing some, there's no way that a person could get saved unless it's the Holy Spirit drawing them. And so the Holy Spirit doesn't work through sinners. And the people out there should know that. The Bible tells you that, all right?
Amen.
And so if you think that we're sinners and that's why you don't support this church, well, 2 Thessalonians, you ought to read it, chapter 2, which tells you if you don't read the Word, if you don't love the Word of God, Then God sends you strong delusions to make you believe a lie that your souls might be damned because you love not the truth. The love of the truth, the Word of God, Jesus is the Word of God. The love of Jesus is not in you. Okay, where's the, you got another letter?
Yes.
Where's that from?
From Ghana, Africa.
Okay, read it, please.
Dear Pastor Tony, grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be with you and all your ministries. Tony, indeed, you're the world pastor. God is using you to win millions of souls. May he continue blessing you and the brethren in Christ. Do you know why I am saying all this? Listen, I repented through your ministry when I read your great, great literature. So I am begging you to send me 50 pieces of literature and 10 Bibles to share for those who don't know the Word. I have been praying for your ministries and your family and will still be praying for you all. May the good Lord richly bless you all, the good work. I end here with much greetings, with much love in Christ. Thank you, yours faithfully, Samuel from Ghana, Africa.
We certainly appreciate every prayer because that's what we need to do also is pray for one another. You know, the Christian, the true Christian person on earth today is the minority. There's no greater minority than ourselves. And we're like sheep among wolves. And, you know, we have to be wise as a serpent and harmless as doves. The only way we're going to be able to make it through this world to the full course of our life is to use the shield of faith, that is to pray to the Lord at all times. And if you're not praying, you're not staying. You're not going to stay. You're going to fall. And prayer is the most, I would say, the most important thing because it shows God that we have faith in that he hears us and that he answers us and he shows us great and mighty things that we have not seen. So pray. Okay, now, Sharon, do you have some scriptures there from the Bible? From the book of Exodus. We're going to show you this and you know, how complete this is. So, where are you reading from? What chapter?
32.
Okay, so everybody get your Bibles and turn to chapter 32, and we're going to start at what verse?
8.
Verse 8. And this is right after the people of Israel, because they thought that Moses had left them, so they decided to all backslide, commit adultery, and build a calf to worship a four-footed beast. So, and God was very angry at them. And let's hear what the Lord says about that bunch.
They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them.
This is God speaking. They have turned aside. In other words, the Lord commands you to pray without ceasing. If you don't, if you're not doing it, then you've turned aside from what he said to do. If you're believing, you know, these different people that say that once you're saved, you can begin sinning again, well, then you've turned aside from the real Word of God. And what you're doing is listening to false prophets, angels of light. Satan disguises himself as this angel of light, and you see his ministers throughout the world pretending like they're preaching the gospel, but they tell you, that God has forgiven you for your sins, past, present, and future. But really, it's just the past. And then in 1 John it says, if we sin, we have an advocate through the Son, Christ Jesus, that he's faithful to forgive our sins. Those are sins of ignorance. The Bible says there's a prayer there's a sin that is forgivable, and then there's sins that are unforgivable. And he said, I don't pray for those that have committed unforgivable sins. So let's go here to God speaking to Moses. Read that again.
They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.
In other words, this calf that hadn't even been produced then, that can't breathe or walk, or even make a sound, that piece of gold has taken them out of Israel. And you have many people that are worshiping all sorts of things today. And whatever you worship rather than God is your idol. And that is the first commandment you're breaking, the most important one. You shall have no other gods before you. I am the Lord thy God. I'm the one that created you out of the dirt of the ground. I'm the one that created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. Okay, then what?
And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I...
That's the Lord saying, let me alone. Why would God say, let me alone, to just a mere human being? Because God knows that if Moses stands according to the scriptures, that God will not be able to do it. Because God cannot break his own commandments. If you keep all the commandments of the Lord, and you love the Lord, and you pray, and pray, and pray whenever there's danger, there's people that need prayer, and God knows that Israel needs prayer, and the people, the Palestinians, need prayer. They need to come to the light of the gospel and get saved so that there's peace on earth. The Pope has already blasphemed the Lord, and so I don't pray for that type of a sin. But we need to pray that God will show them strong visions and signs. It's written in the Bible that God will send monsters to these people, visions of monsters and sounds of water running, and these monsters that will dance around about them to where they can't sleep at night. These visions to torment them to where they can't even sleep. And there are many other things where there'd be like a huge stone, the sound of a huge stone falling close to them, and just torment them, because God sends torments to people. And you can see that God kills people. God delivered approximately 3 million Jews from the land of Egypt. And because they sinned, God eventually, over the 40-year period, destroyed all of them with the exception of two. That was Joshua and Caleb. I remember all the people that the one angel, God sent one angel to Sennacherib's army, and they all lie dead corpses in the morning. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And they were saying that we defeated this country with this king and all these other kings, and how is it that you're listening to Hezekiah? Can his God deliver you from me? And sure enough, the next morning, all of them were dead. Amen?
Amen.
185,000 corpses, right?
Right.
Okay, so keep going now here. Now God's threatening to kill them all. Then what?
And I will make of thee a great nation.
And God says, I'll kill all these people and I'll raise up another nation. A good nation, somebody that'll listen to me. Well, did God do that? Yes. He did that with the born-again, spirit-filled Christians. Religion cannot save your soul, but the Lord raised up, when he sent his son Christ Jesus into the world, the Lord was the first one to die, the only one that died that could cause us to be free. And when we enter into Christ by the Spirit, and he enters into us by the Spirit, we become sons of God. That is not an undeserved favor. God, we deserve it if we come to the Lord. And we deserve entering the kingdom of heaven if we keep all the commandments. And if we put on the full armor of God, which is above all the shield of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Above all the pieces of the armor, we have to know we're saved. We have to have the helmet of salvation. We have to know that the breastplate of righteousness. We have to know that the Word of God is in us and that we have the mind of Christ, the whole Word of God. We have to dive in to the Word of God, surrender our entire life into Him and Him alone. And when we do that, that means that we're praying to Him always. And that is the shield of faith. We wouldn't pray if we didn't believe that God hears and answers. And he said, he that made the eyes, can he not see? He that made the ears, can he not hear? He that made the tongue, can he not speak? God is the one that made all the languages. God has no subconscious mind. He is fully conscious. There's nothing in the back of his mind that he doesn't, is unconscious of knowing. He knows everything, every detail, everything, every atom. He's in every atom, every molecule. He's the air, and he is in every fiber of everything. And everything that you see that is alive, including grass, flowers, fish, bugs, they all get their life from the Lord. But the only ones that are able to have immortal life are those that believe in Jesus. The ones that pray, that have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and they're girdled. They have a belt on, a thick belt of the gospel. They're girded about with the truth. And the Word of God is the truth. Jesus is the Word of God. And to be to have on the boots of the gospel, where you can tread anywhere and you never give up, in the cloak of zeal and the double-edged sword, the Word of God, in your hand, and that you use it to win souls. But you pray and say, Lord, give me the correct message. And God does not love us unconditionally. There are conditions. With God, everything is conditional. He says, if you come to me, then I will heal you. If you ask, you shall receive. But it's if. You know, all these words are conditional. Amen?
Amen.
Well, what about, Lord, if we don't ask, then what? Then you shall not receive. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that simple? So there's conditions with it. If you ask, well, that's the right condition. Then your enemies in prayer, if you trust and show the Lord, look, it, we're doing a work for you here on earth. The Lord, if you want us to be destroyed, then smash this work into smithereens and send us all to hell. But if we are of you, well, then, Lord, raise this work up and put down these enemies. Because, you know, it's frustrating to just be preaching the gospel and a bunch of people throwing a wet blanket over everything that we say. Of course, you know all about it, and if you want to let that go on, Lord, which I don't think so. So, you know, Lord, you said for us to say yea or nay. Father, we know that it's yea that you're going to answer our prayers, because we are using the shield of faith. We really believe that you're hearing us. And you said you'd answer us and show us great and mighty things. I'm ready for it, Lord. Amen. Show me great and mighty things. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, the Savior of the world. Okay, now read the rest.
And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people?
Why? Well, Moses, it's because they built a calf and broke the first commandment. And they were worshiping it, and they were out there committing adultery and fornication. Why would you, Moses, ask such a stupid question? Okay, then what?
Why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand?
Yes, he showed them all these things, so they should believe that he exists. Okay, then what?
Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people.
He says, get away from me. The Lord says, I want to do it. But no, he came in standing on the word. Amen?
Amen.
He killed them all, except two. Amen?
Amen.
Joshua and Caleb. Then what?
Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants.
Yeah, remember these promises you made them. Then what?
To whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed.
See, Moses is raising up the shield. Amen?
Amen.
The shield, what is the shield?
Prayer.
Prayer. To protect you. Amen?
Amen.
And to protect others that are under siege, these poor and starving people all over the world. If you care only for yourself, then what good are you? Yeah, I mean, in other words, that's so selfish. And, you know, selfish people will not enter the kingdom of God. We have to pray. The commandments, pray for one another. Amen?
Amen.
And the poor, do unto others as you would have to have done unto you. There are people that are in prison. There's people that need to be in prison that are not in prison. And then there's people that are in prison, they shouldn't be there. And there's people that are out of prison that should be in there. Amen?
Amen.
And I think you folks out there are smart enough to know who I'm talking about. Okay, then what?
Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever.
Then keep going.
And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people.
Why? Why? Because he went up in prayer. If he didn't, the Lord would surely have done what he said he was going to do. Amen?
Amen.
Because once the Lord does it, I believe he was just testing Moses, in a sense, you know, to see if he was going to pray for others, even though Moses was so vexed because they had broke the covenant with the Lord, and that's why Moses broke the two tables of granite, because that was the covenant, that was the law. If you keep the law, you will not go to hell. And so God gives us the power through Jesus to be able to keep the law, all right? Now read the other. No, the writings of Solomon. Yeah, you got that?
Yes.
Okay, now go ahead.
For then the blameless man...
The blameless man, Moses. Go ahead.
...made haste and stood forth to defend them, and bringing the shield of his proper ministry, even prayer...
Okay, so right there it says... Bringing the shield of what?
His proper ministry, even prayer.
Which is prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
And the propitiation of incense.
In other words, incense, yeah, that's is is what is used in the old tabernacle out of the wilderness, which is symbolic of prayer, the incense. Your prayers are like an incense that go up before the Lord. And they are also the shield. And when Moses, they'd hold his hands up, and with this staff with the serpent on it, because Christ became the serpent for us, the snakes would not kill the children of Israel. But when his hands were lowered, the people of Israel would then die. And then continue on, please.
And bringing the shield of his proper ministry, even prayer, and the propitiation of incense, set himself against the wrath, and so brought the calamity to an end, declaring that he was thy servant. So he overcame the destroyer.
So Moses, by the prayer, by the shield, did what?
Overcame the destroyer.
And God was the destroyer. Okay, then what?
Not with strength of body, nor force of arms, but with a word subdued he him that punished, alleging the oaths and covenants made with the fathers.
Okay, so he did it by a word, prayer. And then doing what? Alleging?
The oaths and covenants.
So he's saying, you made an oath, you made a promise to these people, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that you were going to send forth the Messiah, the seed, that would bless all nations because he would lay down his life for all these people. Now, I get the same reward whether you people believe the gospel or not. If you're bored with it to where you're yawning And I still get, you know, whether you believe it, if you fall asleep on me or not, or if you fight me, I get double blessings, triple, quadruple, pressed down and running over. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter to me because, you know, like, I never wanted to be a pastor. Sue never did either. But I know the Lord called me to do what I do. And so I do it because I don't want to go to hell. He told the same thing to Ezekiel. He says, preach the gospel to all these people. They're not going to believe it, but preach it to them anyway. And you'll get the same reward whether they believe or not. And but if you don't preach the gospel to them, if you don't preach the words that I'm telling you to preach, then all the sins that are on the souls of the people that I told you to preach to and you didn't, all those sins are going to go on you, and you're going to go to hell for disobeying me. Now, I have told you to pray always. Now, do it. I want to hear from you. I want you to look at the things that are happening in the world today, and I want you to start praying about them. And I want you to communicate to me, because he's going to communicate to me while you're here on earth. It's unlikely that you're going to want to be around me in the kingdom of heaven, so I just won't let you come up here, if that makes sense to you out there. Okay, now is there anything else here?
Yes. For when the dead were now fallen down by heaps one upon another, standing between, he stayed the wrath and parted the way to the living.
So he already had poured out his wrath on a bunch of them. They were so many of them being killed in heaps. But Moses quickly went up with the shield of prayer and stopped the slaughter. Okay? Now we have some scriptures here regarding prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead, read them. And tell them where they're at so they can mark their Bibles.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
See, even before, when you're preparing your heart to call on the Lord, he knows it. He knows you're preparing your heart to, so he's just, he knows what you're going to do before you do it. And he knows the ones that are hearing this message that are not going to listen to it. They're hearing it, but they're not going to do it. He knows who you are. But who, those of the people that are hearing the message and are preparing their hearts to call on the Lord for things that are perplexing them, it could be that you don't have enough money to pay the bills. It could be that one of your family has some dreaded disease. And you could be praying for them. And when you do, the Lord says, read that statement again that the Lord made.
And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
So he'll answer. Now, he might answer you, say, Lord, you know, you stated that you paid the price for our healing. You've already healed us. You provided healing for us, and therefore we're asking you, Lord, I love my wife, I love my boy, I love my daughter. My daughter, my boy are going to, my boy doesn't, or my daughter doesn't go to public schools, but your children may do that. And Lord, there's so much killing going on, so much drugs, so much of all these other things. People should homeschool, or they should send them to a Christian school like we have. If you'd like your children to go to our Christian school, fine. You can do that, and it doesn't cost a penny. And I'm the president of the American Association of Non-Denominational Christian Schools, and you can send your child to the schools that we have in Los Angeles, here in near the Texarkana area, and in Fort Smith, and in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and in churches all over the world. Right? Okay, then what?
And while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
Oh, Lord, we sure prayed a prayer to you tonight, and I'm standing, I believe. But you heard me, and I believe you answered me, and I believe you're going to do something about these people. These people that are saying that your word is false, and that I'm doing something wrong. Okay, and then what?
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find.
See, but it's you have to ask and seek. That is conditions. If you don't ask and if you don't seek, you get nothing. As a matter of fact, you're disobedient, and the Lord is liable to send the pestilence upon you. Okay, he promises it. Okay, then what?
Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
That's conditional. You have to knock first. You have to pray. You have to use the shield of faith. You just can't sit there dormant and use the Lord's facilities and food and everything and then not do anything about it. Hearing the gospel is one thing, but doing what the gospel said is quite another thing. The Bible says that faith, you say you believe, he says faith without works, without praying and witnessing and learning the Bible and seeking and knocking and asking, faith without those works is dead. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, faith without all these things is no faith. Okay, and so what else?
For everyone that asketh receiveth.
Everyone. He doesn't care who you are. If you ask, you're going to receive. So long as it has to do with your praying for mercy from people that are giving you the business, or for other people like Israel that's getting the business over there. That land doesn't belong to the Palestinians, and it's not Palestine, it's Israel. Amen?
Amen.
It is not Palestine. Quit calling it Palestine, it's Israel. Okay, then what?
And he that seeketh, findeth.
So, if you seek, you'll find. But if you don't, you're not going to find it. Okay? That's provisional. Okay? Then what?
And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Yeah, that's, God doesn't lie. If you're knocking up here for whatever you need, my wife, my grandmother, my father, my every one of these different people, they won't let me see them in the hospital. They're starving them to death. What can we do? Lord, pray. We can see the people in the government that are going to changing regimes. Like they're now after Iran and Iraq, to change the regimes there. They say it's democracy, but really, it's a dictatorship from Rome. And so they need to ask, but if they're going to believe in Muhammad rather than Jesus, they're not going to get anything from the Lord at all. Amen?
Amen.
You must ask in the name of Jesus. Okay, then what?
Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
Well, I believe the gospel, or otherwise I wouldn't take the time to pray. I see that my time is up here. And you can ask right now to have the God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit enter into your mortal body, into your spirit, and you'll have the power. Now remember, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want you to believe in a religion. Your religion didn't die on the cross and shed his blood for you. He doesn't want you to believe in Mary or to turn to Mary to be your intercessor with her immaculate heart. Her immaculate heart didn't do anything for you. She was just a little Jewish girl, and she was a sinner, and she had to repent just like all the rest of us had to do. And so you have to as well. If Mary had to, so do you. So just say this prayer to the Lord. If you ask, he's going to do it. Now say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. Now, remember, the Lord's hearing you now. Because he's everywhere. He's in every atom. He's like omnipresent. He's on the every right in front of you and around you. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know. I know because you heard me. You promised you would. I know that you've heard me, and I know you've answered me because you said you'll even answer me while I'm saying this prayer, even before I get the words out of my mouth. I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord. And praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Sharon, tell them four ways how to receive a copy of this tape or CD. And it's the postage and handling is paid for as well.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
And we're never too weary in doing what the Lord says. If we weary, then you have to remember the scripture. Only those that continue on to the end shall be saved. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, you know, God bless you and praise the Lord. And here's, we have to go onward. Christian soldiers, you may get weary, but don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. And here I am saying, onward, Christian soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.